T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Welcome to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, a real estate investment program. Listen and learn how to use real estate to build wealth and passive income streams for you and your family. We bring you experts every day to discuss and answer your questions on everything from single-family homes all the way up to 600-plus unit apartment complexes. And now, the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome to the show. This is Andy Webb with Lifestyles Unlimited. And as always, we're working on your financial freedom. Boy, it's been a busy week since we last talked. Lots going on in the news, whether you're watching on TV, reading online, picking up the paper, whatever it is. I'm sure you're following the events, both in terms of the virus that's driving all of the discussions these days, as well as everything around the economy. And I hope you've been catching Del Walmsley's show during the week. He's on Monday through Friday now at 11 Central Time. Also on the podcast, if you go to lifestylesunlimited.com, click on the radio button, you can catch his shows. He's on fire, and he's giving you some stark warnings and giving you some very clear instructions as to what you need to do to get, to get ready. So, and I have to harken back to last week's show as well. I used a phrase a few times there without really considering the source. I said, keep calm and carry on. And it's something I've seen over the years, out and about on T-shirts in particular. And I knew it was a British phrase originally, but I didn't really know the source. So, I looked it up. I did a little research. And by the way, let me say, staying calm is of utmost importance right now. And that is going to be the focus for a bulk of this show. I want to talk a little bit about fear because it can be debilitating. And we've talked about this fact before on other shows, right? In different contexts, and in particular around buying that first rental house or getting into that first multifamily deal. So I want to circle back and I want to address again how you can overcome fear. But this will be more contextual to what we're talking about today, right? This environment. And for the existing landlords out there, I want to expand on last week's show and talk some more about things you can do now to better weather this storm, okay, especially for the single family guys out there. So again, back to that phrase, keep calm and carry on. So it was originally part of a trio of posters designed by the British Ministry of Information over in the UK, right, in the late 1930s, 1939 or so, in anticipation of the war to come with Germany. They saw it coming, right? And the three posters, they were part of a campaign called Home Publicity, okay? It was a campaign intended to strengthen morale in the event that war should come, which it did. We know it did. And unfortunately, the campaign, it's propaganda, right? It was eventually scuttled, and the posters were never really used. A lot of the paper was recycled. And so on. But at some point in the early 2000s, somebody came across that particular Keep Calm and Carry On poster. It was rediscovered, and it gained quite a bit of popularity. You've seen variations of it, right, on T-shirts, on posters, on screen, memes and so on. And I think it's very apropos for our environment today. By the way, the other two posters, in case you're curious, they read, number one, freedom is in peril. Defend it with all your might. And then the other one says, your courage, your cheerfulness, your resolution will bring us victory. And to be honest, I really like that last one in particular because ultimately, right now, it is about you not sticking your head in the sand and ignoring the events around us. That's your core, your courage, right? It's about you keeping your head up and keeping a good demeanor, right? Being positive, okay? Being optimistic, okay? That's your cheerfulness, I would say. And it's you not ignoring the dangers to your community and going out en masse like the idiots that I've been hearing about out on spring break on the beaches. All right, that's your resolution. In fact, it is about your resolution to doing what you have to do, right? Sacrificing some of your comfort, perhaps, to follow the CDC guidelines to help the community, you know, kick this virus in the butt, essentially. That's what will bring us victory here in the U.S. So, but again, keep calm and carry on. And, of course, the latter part of that phrase is becoming more difficult. It's becoming difficult to carry on as we have in the past, at least for now, right? This will pass, but for now we're seeing more and more flights are being canceled. In fact, my favorite drop zone where I skydive, it shut down all skydiving until April 1st now. I mean, picture 23 jumpers and a pilot all crammed into a little unpressurized tube for about 15 minutes climbing to altitude. That definitely does not meet the latest recommendations for, you know, safe distance. Let's see what else. Dallas County. I'm in the DFW area if you're new to the show. Dallas County has said no barbershops or hair salons. They have to close. All right, sorry, ladies. Dallas County also said I can no longer buy more than 12 rolls of toilet paper or one of the large packages at a time. Okay, cracking down on the hoarding there. No more concerts, no more elective surgeries. Some states have closed their beaches. Finally, great. Seeing what we saw with the spring breakers down there, and some states have closed their state parks. You know, and the list goes on. So, carrying on as we did is not really possible, right? That's where some adjustment is needed, perhaps some sacrifice. But we can stay calm, okay? And especially as real estate investors, especially if you hold rental properties, you need to keep calm, okay? Especially when you present yourself to your residents, to your tenants, to your staff if you manage apartments, and to your vendors, okay? So let's talk about that, and let's talk a little bit about fear, or fear and panic, which for me is the absolute opposite of staying calm, and what you can do about it. And the interesting thing about fear and what you need to keep in mind, and I've talked with other people around me, corresponded, texted, whatever, not so much in person anymore, about this very thing, because some, you know, if you think about the spectrum, again, I like to think about the bell curve, we tend to clump in the middle, but we've got the folks out on the side that are overly optimistic, perhaps, and the folks that really gravitate towards that fear and are really just bound by it and unable to do anything. And for the most part, we all get some, we're affected in similar ways, just to more or less degrees. But ultimately, when you think about fear, and if you do any kind of research on just the psychological side of it and the physiological side of it, there is a physiological effect. When you have some sort of perceived danger, it, you know, you see a cockroach maybe, it's maybe something like that, or you're getting ready to jump out of that airplane, whatever it is, your heart picks up, your breath quickens, your muscles tense up, your body basically goes into fight or flight mode, and it makes it very, very hard to do anything other than focus on that thing that is causing you that fear. In other words, taking care of that business that you have, taking care of your family, and so on. So when we continue with the show, I want to pick that back up. I want to talk about what fear does to you and what you can do to counteract that and how that applies to us as real estate investors. And we continue with the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate.
We know you're out there, hiding in plain sight, living a life of quiet desperation, wondering if you're going to beat your money to the grave. There's a better way, a better life at Lifestyles Unlimited. It's time to live the life you deserve. You can only do that by creating passive income. Let us show you how. It's just 2 hours. It can't be worse than another meeting about meetings or another mindless night in front of the TV. Go to LifestylesUnlimitedAustin.com. That's LifestylesUnlimitedAustin.com.
Dell says the things you just can't say to your friends, boss, kids, financial planner, spouse, even the cat. Need him to deliver the message for you? Don't worry. Dell's past show archives are just a mouse click away. So go to DellOnTheRadio.com and turn your speakers up for everyone to hear. Dell delivers his daily Dellisms and liberating unconventional wisdom 24 hours a day at DellOnTheRadio.com.
What would $200 to $500 extra income a month do for you? It's one of the five ways investment real estate earns money. And at Lifestyles Unlimited, we will show you how. Lifestyles Unlimited has been teaching people how to invest in real estate for 29 years. Lifestyles Unlimited will teach you the five ways to make money with real estate investing. The first way is cash flow. Cash flow is the reason we seek passive income producing assets. When you have cash flow, you have income. You buy a piece of real estate where the rental income is greater than the monthly income by a decent margin. Lifestyles Unlimited will teach you about proper cash flow and other ways that real estate makes you money.
To learn how to attend a free Lifestyles Unlimited workshop, call 866-971-8970 or go to lifestylesunlimitedaustin.com and learn the map to financial freedom in less than 5 years. That's 866-971-8970 or go to lifestylesunlimitedaustin.com. lifestylesunlimitedaustin.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Austin's Talk, 1370.
We're back with the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. We're here to answer your questions and help you become financially free.
Welcome back to the show. This is Andy Webb, and today on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, obviously we're digesting a little bit more the events of the day, how things are developing in terms of the coronavirus, the impacts that we are seeing on our economy. And a little later in the show, we're going to talk about getting prepared, being prepared, whether you are an investor now or want to become one in the future, and I would say very near term, potentially. You want to be ready. We'll talk a little bit about that. I want to address my fellow landlords out there, what things you can do to be better prepared. And right now we're talking about fear, because really preparing, making decisions when you're in a state of mind where you are under duress, where you are afraid, where you're succumbing to that fear, you're not going to make good decisions, okay? And just going back to the raw physiology of it, right? It's an age-old part of our coming up, our body, basically, where fight or flight kicks in when we see that danger. I don't know about you, but me personally, I get that tunnel vision in particular. If I get that fear, I notice it physically, that I don't, my peripheral vision really shrinks up. You know, your breathing may accelerate, your heart rate may accelerate. I mean, your body changes, and it hinders your ability to think and to solve problems. And that's exactly what we need to be able to do right now at this time, is think clearly and solve problems, because you will have some problems coming your way. They may be good problems in terms of the effects of the economy. If it does decline, if we enter that recession, you may have some silver lining there, and we'll talk about that. I'm talking about potential buying opportunities, and again, that goes back to preparation, but you need to be able to think clearly, and you need to be able to address those problems as they come up. And if you are an existing landlord, this is tremendously important. You want to appear calm so that your residents also remain calm, okay? You don't want them panicking. You don't want to add to the morass of the news and everything else that is coming their way. You need to be a rock, right, in this storm for them. So you want your tenants to remain calm. You want your vendors and your contractors to remain calm as well. And any staff, if you're, you know, if you're a larger, if you have a larger portfolio of houses, you probably have staff. If you're running any kind of an apartment complex, you probably have maintenance, you probably have leasing staff and so on. You need to present a calm demeanor for them as well. But here's the danger. Here's what's going to happen. The news, unfortunately, it's probably going to get worse here in the U.S. You know, the U.S. is in the acceleration phase of this virus. You're going to hear a lot about exponential growth, and especially here in cases in the U.S. You know, that is how a virus like this progresses, right, when it's left unchecked. You know, if you think back, you've probably heard about a video, a comment, a meme, something like that going viral on Facebook. It's the same thing. You share that meme with two people, they share it with four, then 8, 16, 32, 64. Now you're over 100. 200, 400, 800, right? 1,600. Before you know it, you've cleared 100,000. And then it's just a short step to a million, right? That's that exponential growth. And we will see that sort of exponential growth. And that's going to drive more fear. So be ready for that. Just know that that's a very strong possibility. And I think you'll see that we're going to catch up in the number of cases simply because we've had a lack of testing here in the country to date. So in other words, there are probably more cases out there than we know about that have not been identified, but we will now register those with greater frequency as the testing becomes improved. So, you know, long story short, you, your friends, your residents, your tenants, you're going to see cases skyrocket, and that will drive your increased fear, or it could if you let it, okay? And it's interesting, just looking at the numbers that are out there, and, you know, think about a country like Italy. You know, that they're in the news. They're in the news big time because what's happening there? They're seeing that tremendous exponential growth. That's what the news likes to report on. I mean, Italy is. They're getting hammered and just taking a beating. But take a step back and look around. Some places are faring quite a bit better. Look at South Korea by comparison. Just to throw a few numbers at you, Italy, population there is around 60 million. They've had the virus for a shorter period of time, say, compared to South Korea. And they're already at 54,000 cases. This was as of yesterday, March 21st. And they jumped by 6,500 cases on that day alone. And they're now at over 4,800 deaths. That's in Italy. Compare that to South Korea. This is that silver lining that I want you to focus on. Population around 51 million, a little less than Italy. But they've had the virus in country for a longer period of time. Obviously, they're closer to the source there, right? They're only at 8,900 cases total. Right now, they added how many? 147 only yesterday on March 21st. They've only had 104 deaths. So they've done a much better job of combating the virus, of really keeping it in check. So you're going to hear about that exponential growth, and we may well see it here in the U.S. And it may be that we start seeing things, and we've seen it already in states like New York, where it's really skyrocketing. But look at a place like Alabama. Nothing's going on there. You know, the count is very, very low. So we may start to see some states individually moving in the direction of some of these countries like Italy, others moving, controlling it better, basically. Obviously, we're taking a federal approach, but some states will behave in different ways. But ultimately, the message for you there is I want you to take a step back. Observe that there are two situations there, right, in these just two cases that I named. And keep calm, okay? Use that South Korea case to really fuel a counterbalance to what you're hearing in the news ultimately. And as far as keeping calm, well, how do you do that? Where does calm come from? Well, for one thing, limit that news that you're reading if you can. You want to stay informed. We'll talk about that here in a second, but think about where it's coming from. What is the goal of the media? It's not to inform you anymore. The media has changed. Their goal is to get your eyeballs on their TV station, on their website, on their newspaper, if they're still in physical print, right? That's their goal. And how do they do that? They do that by sowing fear. You know it. You know it as well as I do. So watch out with that stuff. And then ultimately, calm comes from slowing down, right? Don't rush. Don't panic, above all, okay? You know, and just to kind of take a little deviation here, this is why you, as a landlord, want to have emergency plans in place for more, I don't know, let's say more mundane situations than what we're talking about right now. Like, say the house catches on fire. Now, I don't want to experience that. But you need to have an emergency plan in place for the very reason that you don't want to have to come up with solutions and decisions when that event has just transpired, do you? You need to know, who do I call first? What steps do I take? Let's say the roof is heavily damaged in big hail, right? In Dallas, Texas, where I sit, we get hit by hail all the time in North Texas, okay? Heavy winds, rain, you know, if the roof is damaged, part of the roof blows off, maybe a tree comes down, what are my steps going to be? So these are things you want to think about in advance. This is that being prepared part of the equation. So that will allow you not to have to make decisions under duress, you know, and it's going to relieve that need to think, right, when you are or could be on the edge of panic. And getting back to the physiological side of it, if your situation allows, get outside. If it stopped raining in Texas, get outside, enjoy nature, get your umbrella if it hasn't. Take some deep breaths. And we'll talk a little bit more about where you can find that calm, because I want you to keep calm. And then we're going to transition to talking about getting prepared for current investors as well as future investors when we continue with the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Austin's Talk 1370.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Now, let's get back to your map to financial freedom.
Welcome back to the show. This is Andy Webb, and today we're talking about keeping calm and things you can do to prepare for your business, right? Prepare your business for whatever may be coming. And in fact, we talked a little bit ahead of the break about fear and the fact that that can drive some physiological changes in your body that make it hard to make decisions. So it's better to be prepared before that fear comes, or that crisis, that panic. Now, we are in a crisis now. I get that. So you need to calm yourself. Now, I'm drinking a big, tall 16-ounce cup of coffee. So what's that going to do? It's probably going to do the opposite of calming me right now. I can feel that caffeine kicking in. It is early in the morning here. So, probably don't drink a ton of coffee, right? But in terms of calming down, we talked about slowing down. Don't rush into a panic above all. Try to change those effects within your body. Maybe don't chug the giant coffee. Get outside, like I said, if your situation allows. It's going to vary state to state, city to city. But the nature has a real calming effect. And like I said, take some really deep breaths. That helps. It does. Dare I say it? Meditate. There's a great app out there called Headspace. And check it out and get it on your phone, and they give you a 10-session introduction for free. Maybe that brings you down off the ledge a little bit. Maybe get into some yoga to tie that kind of meditation side of things into physical activity. It can help, okay? Just an idea. And then using any resources you have to get better information. We talked ahead of the break where a lot of us are getting our information is that nightly news. Now, I have to confess, I have not watched my local news in weeks. They are purveyors of fear. Okay, that's what they, like we said, that's what they want to do, is keep your eyeballs in place, keep you coming back for more to see what's changed, see how things have progressed and worsened, right? So watch where you get that information and use other resources to get better information. We'll talk about where you can go here in a second. And then if you find yourself saying things like, oh, geez, everybody is losing their jobs, or if your spouse is saying that to you or your business partner, hold on a second now. Make sure your assumptions are, in fact, correct. We are not even to that point. I know I read somewhere online, you know, it's expected that there could be 20% unemployment. You know, I don't know whose projection that was, but if that's the worst case scenario and one in five of my residents is having some sort of a struggle, I think I can bridge that. I think I can work with that. The silver lining there is 80%. But again, everybody is not losing their jobs. So watch out for those blanket statements. You're going to move yourself into that state of fear, into that panic situation by virtue of simply generalizing like that. Don't do it. Check your assumptions, right? Check the assumptions of the person talking to you. And again, stay informed. And thinking about your tenants, stay flexible. We'll talk about that in the last segment. And then again, be prepared. Look for opportunities. Right, that's the proverbial silver lining. And if you've heard Dell talk, they're coming. In fact, I watched the property blasts that I get from the realty team in all of our cities. There's been an uptick. There has absolutely been an uptick there. Unscientific poll on my part, I suppose, but I've been seeing more and more of those. So I think you need to be prepared. Those huge cuts that the wholesalers may have been keeping in their pocket, those are going to go down. Okay, so be prepared and have a plan in place, right, for your current properties. If you are a landlord, we'll talk about that, and then be ready to strike when that opportunity presents itself. And just let me give out the number here, by the way. This is a live show. If you're just tuning in, the number here in the studio, if you have any questions on, you know, what you're doing to stay calm, what sort of issues you might be running into, give me a call here at 855-497-4335. Again, the number here is 855-497-4335. Or send me an email to askandy@luinc.com. Again, that's askandy@luinc.com. I've gotten some good questions already on this. And to those resources that I mentioned, where can you go? If you need more information about the coronavirus, obviously go to the CDC, maybe the World Health Organization, your local organizations. If you're listening outside of Texas, who is that within your state? And if you are a Lifestyles member, be in touch with your mentors. They are there for this very reason. And speaking about those opportunities, stay in touch with those realtors as well. What are they seeing on the ground? How are things developing? I would be asking those questions. Be in touch with your fellow members. There's a lot of experience at Lifestyles Unlimited. You know, 30 years of experience as an organization, 40,000 members strong. Tap into that. See what other members are doing. I've already had many, many conversations with my fellow members, my fellow single-family landlords, just to touch base and compare notes and see what everybody is doing, what they're running into, if anything, at this point. And so far, no major issues have been reported. And of course, if you are a member or not yet, you can join a local association. We are a member of the Apartment Association of Greater Dallas. Yes, we are single-family landlords, but we feel that being a member of that organization helps keep us informed. That by default makes us members of the Texas Apartment Association and the National Apartment Association. It doesn't cost a lot, and I'm getting a lot of information into my email from those organizations, okay? So look around, see what better resources you have available to get some good information and not that panicky information that's going to, you know, drive your fear. And then let's talk about being prepared. And I've got kind of two cases here that I want to talk about. I want to address current investors, right? Investors that have property. And then I want to address the future investors. Okay. People that have been thinking about this, because again, I believe there will be a buying opportunity on the horizon to the extent of which I don't know, but you need to be ready. For the current investors, if you're a Lifestyles member, obviously I already mentioned this, talk to your mentors, talk to your fellow members. Now, we won't be necessarily meeting in public, but you've probably collected a lot of contact information over the years. Now's the time to use that. Get on Facebook. Lifestyles Unlimited has a Facebook page. Follow it. You'll be kept up to date there, okay, with the latest and greatest. See what's going on the bridge. If you are a Lifestyles member, that's our learning portal, okay? And I'll tell you, to address the current situation there, again, if you are a Lifestyles member, there have been, or there will be, some of these have already taken place, some are coming, live webinars, okay, for lead investors, in multifamily, for passive investors, again, multifamily, as well as for single family investors. And if these have already taken place, they were recorded. You can find these out on the bridge that I just talked about for our current members. And it depends on your membership level, right? There are a couple of different levels there. For the leads, look for one called How to Lead Your Business and Apartment Community Through a Pandemic. That one is available to you. That one already took place. Passive. This one's coming up still. What passive investors need to know about multifamily operations during a pandemic? What do you need to look out for? Right? You're going to get your quarterly financial reports. You know, what sort of stuff do you need to look for there? And so on. Single family investors. This one also took place. I sat in on this. How to Landlord During a Pandemic for Single Family Renter Owners. Scheduled for 2 hours. Went well above 2.5. Great information. Okay, and when we talk a little bit later about some of the things you as a landlord, especially single-family landlord, can do, we'll hit that in the last segment. I'll be leveraging some of that conversation. And obviously, again, keep on top of industry news to be prepared. You know, state of Texas, for example, has put a hold on evictions through April 19th, except in cases maybe where your tenant is a threat, right? You get that bad guy, you still need to get them out before they cause health damage to other people, but otherwise evictions are on hold through April 19th. Now, if you're in Dallas County, they're on hold through April 29th. It may be extended, right? And as I already mentioned, if you're already a member of an apartment association or something like that, you're going to get a lot of updates. They're doing a lot of webinars. I'm seeing some documents out there that can help you in your business. Things like how do you handle late fee waivers, for example. Okay, and I've gotten a lot of questions on that already. And for the future investors or the folks that have been maybe thinking about this or are now watching the emotional outcome of everything around us in the realm of the stock market, where it is absolutely tanking, and you're thinking, I got to get out of this. I got to do something else. Well, real estate is a good way to go, and we are going to see some opportunity. So if you are that future investor, well, if you are in quarantine or self-isolating, self-distancing, whatever the term of the day is there, obviously you're not going to go out and go to any live meetings, but we have a ton of online education. Go check out the following address. It's free workshop live stream, freeworkshoplivestreamwrittentogether.com. And you can see some of the dates. We'll be doing our free workshop that we normally do in person as a live stream. You can interact with the host. Go check that out, and we'll talk more about what you can do to be prepared when we continue with the show.
Did you know that every dollar you invest in real estate makes you money five ways? Cash flow, money in your pocket each month. Equity capture, the thousands of dollars you create when you have the right team and buy the right property using the right map. Appreciation, real estate can increase in value over time. Equity buildup, renters pay down your mortgage each month. And finally, the tax advantage. When done correctly, real estate investors pay no taxes on our cash flow and capital gains. At Lifestyles Unlimited, these are the five ways we make money in real estate, which is why real estate accounts for more millionaires in the world today than any other investment vehicle. You should have some real estate in your portfolio. To learn how to attend a Lifestyles Unlimited free workshop, call 866-971-8970 or go to lifestylesunlimitedaustin.com and register for the next available workshop. That's 866-971-8970 or go to lifestylesunlimitedaustin.com.
Talk 1370, the right choice.
Warning, listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show will change your life. We will teach you how to create wealth and passive income so you can be financially free. And now, back to your host.
Welcome back to the show. This is Andy Webb, and on today's show, we're talking about a number of topics to help you out in the current environment. And first of all, we talked about fear and trying to break out of that fear if you've got it, and you do that by finding calm and how you might find that. You can go and check the archives. We'll have all of this out on the website in the next few days. That's go to lifestylesunlimited.com, click on the radio button, and you can also find the archives from this past week from Del Walmsley with the Del Walmsley Radio Show. He's on fire. He's been around doing this for over 30 years. He's got the experience, and he is sharing that with you. If you're not part of a mentoring group now, like Lifestyles Unlimited, you can at least listen to his show and see what he's got to say. Good information there. We talked about, as part of getting calm, you know, make sure you're getting good information, right? A lot of the press that you're going to see out there is going to be inflammatory. It's going to be seeking to keep you coming back, to keep your eyeballs there for ad revenue. Maybe I'm being too cynical, but I don't think so. So be careful where you get that information. And I gave you a number of resources there. And for future investors, I was just telling you, everything we're doing, we are trailblazers at Lifestyles Unlimited. We have been doing online activities education for close to a decade now. The online portal has a huge portfolio of classes, seminars, workshops. You can even see our case studies there from the past. And what we're doing now, we've fully transitioned from our live in-person free workshops. That's the introductory workshop where you come and you learn about real estate investing at an upper level, what it can do for your family, how you get started, what it is we do at Lifestyles. We've transitioned that from that in-person environment to online, fully online. And if you go to freeworkshoplivestream.com, again, freeworkshoplivestream.com, I'm on there right now. I see a number of dates coming up in 2 days on the 24th, 2 days after that on the 26th, and then on the 31st. At different times, typically in the evening. These are live streams, so you can participate, you can ask questions. And if you wind up becoming a member, the next thing you're going to do is go to our two-day seminar. Again, typically in person, now being done live through live stream. In fact, our two-day seminar is going on this very weekend. Yesterday would have been the full eight-hour day of single-family investing, and today is the full eight-hour day around multifamily investing being done live. Again, you can ask questions, and a lot of folks attending. You know, I got some feedback from our executives, and a lot going on with that. A lot of folks are taking advantage of that. And, you know, if you're stuck at home, why not? I guess you could play video games all day long, drink a lot of beer, perhaps chug a lot of coffee like I seem to be doing here. But a better opportunity is to get prepared and go to freeworkshoplivestream.com and get involved, okay? Get out to the two-day. If you're already a member, be sure to watch those seminars that I talked about ahead of the break. Whether you're doing investing as a multifamily lead, a passive, or a single-family investor. Now, if you are a landlord, what do? Well, you calmly evaluate. And really, this can apply to anyone, but you ask yourself things like, well, what do I think is the most likely scenario? Right? We've seen things from anywhere from 2 months to 18 months for this crisis to pass. So you got to ask yourself, what do I think the most likely scenario will be? And apply that to your situation. Okay, we'll take a look at that briefly. And then ask yourself, what is that worst case scenario? Be prepared, right? Again, we'll look at a quick possibility. And when it comes to that worst case scenario, that is what you're going to be hearing about predominantly in the news, right? Again, they're pulling you in. So again, don't forget, the TV stations, the newspapers, those websites, they want your eyeballs. That's their ad revenue. So again, be careful. They're going to be stoking that fear and that emotion. So, you know, let's say, you know, I did this exercise, and actually we went through this on the, Lynn Murrow went through this on the webinar, and what did we look at? You know, crisis could last 2 to 3 months, let's say. Some of your tenants may not pay rent. Not all, some, right? Evictions are not an option. We just heard that the state of Texas has turned that spigot off through late April, the county of Dallas through the end of April, for example. Some of your tenants might even get the virus, right? And there could be further restrictions on movement. How is that going to impact your maintenance team, right? These are questions you can ask yourself on, you know, a likely scenario compared to, say, the worst case scenario. Maybe it does last anywhere from, 6 to 18 months. What does that look like to you or for you? You know, many of your tenants can't pay rent. Probably not all. If you're following the Lifestyles model, you're properly screening your tenants. You're putting good people into place. Good people are going to do the right thing. And I think you'll be okay. But the crisis could go on for a while. Many tenants may not pay rent. Eviction, again, will be out, right? Maybe more tenants than you initially thought contract the virus. What is that going to do? You know, maybe run through your head. Who's a little bit older? Who's a little bit frail? Perhaps who's a little bit healthier, you know, that may help you set you at ease. And again, those restrictions on movement, they could be even more confining. You know, right now, you know, here's what I did. I called my sundry vendors. I talked to my HVAC guy. It's not really time for the AC, you know, inspections and everything yet. We've got some room, but he's still operating. I talked to my plumber. I said, hey, what's going on? Are you still in business? And absolutely still operating. And I think that's really who you need to talk to above all is your plumber. Right, all those guys hoarding toilet paper, you know, they're going to be at home for a long time. So your house is simply, it's going to get more use. So just kind of be prepared. And again, based on your analysis, make decisions and make your choices now. How am I going to react? What about rent issues, right? How are you going to handle late fees? I got an email from a fella in the Dallas area. Well, how do I address that? He wants to waive them for his tenants, and that's perfectly fine. But he's afraid that if I waive them, is that going to put me out of obligation with my lease? Well, there are ways to approach that. I mentioned earlier the Apartment Association, the Texas Apartment Association in particular, has sent out a couple of documents, addenda, right, to the lease, a notice of temporary waiver of late fees. You can use something like that, put that into play, document. That's the key here, is document everything that you're doing. They also sent out a payment plan agreement. If your tenants aren't able to pay, well, maybe offer them a payment plan, something signed by both parties. Again, documented. Now, if you've got those problem tenants, maybe you just need to get them out. Maybe you pay them to get out. You don't need that additional headache, do you? And you're going to need to accept that this is kind of uncharted territory to a degree. right? There's not a lot of legal precedents around the coronavirus, the impacts that we're seeing. So be prepared. We're seeing a lot of stuff. I mean, they just announced, yesterday that the tax filing deadline has been moved. I was dragging my feet on getting those done, probably 50% done, and I was happy to hear that. It's been moved from April 15th to July 15th. And if you're in a position where you're going to owe taxes, that's been pushed back as well. So a lot is going on. A lot is changing from day to day. Again, stay informed. But getting back to preparation with our existing rentals, renewals, like I mentioned on an earlier show, I've got those coming up April, May, June, July. Well, maybe you don't raise the rent at all. You want to keep people in place. Maybe you do a shorter term lease. I had this conversation with someone in email as well. Maybe go month to month. That gives you that flexibility. That gives you the, when we get out of that crisis, whether it's 2 months or 18, well, now you can go ahead and go into a regular term lease and go ahead and adjust those rents as you need to. And above all, I would encourage you to email your residents, email your tenants, especially you single family landlords. You do not need to be the one that's putting your head into the sand. You need to be proactive. And we've done this already. We emailed our resident base and we addressed a couple of things. How are we handling maintenance? For now, non-essential maintenance is off the table. I'm sorry if that ceiling fan stops working. We will get to that. It will go on our to-do list. But I don't want to be sending any more people into your house, potentially compromising you. And I don't want to compromise my contractors, my vendors either. Non-essential maintenance is on hold. Now, those plumbers, I explicitly talked to them very carefully because that's where we're probably going to see more issues. Okay, speaking of plumbing, we made sure to reiterate a conversation I have at move-in with every tenant. You don't put wipes down the toilet. Now, I know they say that they're flushable. Toilet paper is in short supply. People are grabbing paper towels. People are grabbing wipes. Make sure it's very evident that we need to keep our systems moving as normal. Don't be putting that stuff down the toilets, okay? And we also let the tenants know, and you should do the same. We are here for you. We are open for conversation. If you are struggling, if you are impacted, let us know. Those things we talked about just a moment ago, how to handle waiving late fees or not, how to handle a payment plan and so on, things to think about, right? But until you have feedback from your resident and know where they are, it's going to be hard for you to act. And I'll tell you, we sent those out and easily a quarter of my residents have already responded. They thanked me for the updates. And the best part of all, every single one of them said, hey, everything is fine. We have not been impacted so far. Everything is going well. We'll let you know if anything changes. So if you've got that fear, if you're getting a little bit nervous, what am I going to do if all of my residents go bankrupt all at once? It's not going to happen. Be proactive. Talk to your residents. Find out what's going on. That will help you sit better at ease. That will help them sit better at ease as well. And finally, to conclude, I have to tell you, this is something I love about Lifestyles Unlimited and the membership base. At the end of the webinar the other day, there was a quote put up that one of the members had asked to his mentors. He said, how can I make the instability better for my tenants? That is how a Lifestyles Unlimited member thinks. It's not about me. It's about us. And if you want to learn more, like I said, go to freeworkshoplivestream.com. Stay tuned. Keep listening to the podcast. Keep listening to the radio shows. We will keep you informed. This is Andy Webb, and I thank you for listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. And remember, it's not the money. It's all about the lifestyle. You have a good day.
Thank you for listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. Join us next time. And until then, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.